At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. Level three has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, the pitch, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bust them, and everybody else in between. It's 114 to 106, under 3 minutes remaining in a basketball game. The Thunder hanging on, but they're about to lose this game. The game goes over the number. We've got some more in-game work to do here. We push the envelope with the 240, 242 and a half, I think I played. What do I got? Oh, boy, I thought I had a 228 and a half. I don't know why I thought I had a 228 and a half. I don't. It's 236 and a half. I actually just said to myself, I'm like, well, you know what? I won't hit the 240, but we'll get the 228 and a half. Can we get the 236 and a half? Maybe. Depending on Oklahoma City. If they don't, they're not tapping out, but at some point they will. Like, and you know, I mean, I'm talking about like even the precious 30 seconds or 40 seconds, like the last couple of possessions of the game. If they play this to the final whistle, I think we could maybe get there. I'm being optimistic right now. I don't know why, because I should expect the worst, but we're at 225 with 2 minutes left. Crazier things have happened. They need to hit a couple of threes. I find, though, the modern NBA team, specifically the Boston Celtics, I don't get it. Like, it's bad basketball, it's bad coaching, it's lazy from the players, it's uncreative from the coach. Like, I understand, you know, the NBA is predicated on shots. And basketball, modern basketball, the analytics is predicated, similar to home runs, right? GMs don't mind if you strike out as long as you hit a home run. And they'll trade it. And it's translated the analytics to the NBA where they'd rather you just keep on bombing threes because they figure their percentage is going to fall. But like the Boston Celtics were like 0 for 13 at one point, or 1 for 14, 1 for 17 from three, yet they kept on shooting them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, would it kill you? You are a basketball player. Are you capable of taking it to the rack and just taking the two? And it's baffling. You'll see teams, like, they'll be trailing. Oklahoma City have done this a couple of times, even like down 7, down 8, 9 and stuff. They'll get the rebound in the paint, but they kick it out all the time. It's like, you know, you could have just tried to score yourself and get the two. You were right there and maybe got a foul and get to the free throw line, but they don't. Right? Like, you know, there's a lot of baffling stuff. So it's 117 to 108 right now. There's a timeout with 2 minutes left. So we'll keep our eye on this game as it comes down to the wire. Griffin Murphy's going to step up and in from Doc Sports. We talked about the over 5.5 in the Colorado and the Dallas game. Colorado have scored, so it's 4-1. Now that they're 5, they'll pull their goalie even down 3, and Dallas will probably score again, or Colorado will score again. So it looks like that 5.5 will hit. There's still 12 minutes left in that game. So we're going to be at the Vancouver Canuck-Edmonton Oilers game tomorrow night. I went to one playoff game, right? I said I would go to one game per series. I'd like to go to more. I would go to more, but I don't like taking nights off and not doing the show. But at the same point in time, a couple of times a year, there's going to be a couple of sporting events that I'm going to have to go to, and this is just one of those, yeah, we got to be there. Now, if it goes seven games, I think it's next Thursday, which, you know, that would be, you know, it is what it is. But I said, you know, I like to go to one game per series. So we saw one game against Nashville, and they won. And I'm hoping that this trend continues as they're coming off the win, because we're going to load up tomorrow, especially coming off a rough night tonight. Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pits, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bust them, and everybody else in between. Level 3 has begun for some of you. Continues. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, ESPN Radio, the 50,000 watt juggernaut, the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio in the house. SoCal stepping up and in. We got under 2 minutes remaining in this basketball game right now. The Oklahoma City Thunder have been trailing most of the night. They came back and tied it, and then Dallas punched them back in the mouth. So 117-108 with about $1.40 left in this game. The game's already gone over the number. Oklahoma City are going to be going to the free throw line once again. We'll see if there's some sort of miraculous comeback, because there's been comebacks across the board in the sports world. Although tonight, the Boston Celtics did not come back. And, man, it's been a couple of years now with this Boston Celtic team. I'd say what? About three years now that the Boston Celtics have been favorites to win the championship all the time. Like, the Boston Celtics are kind of like the Edmonton Oilers. Like, the Oilers are favorite to win the cup, even though they have a hard time winning playoff series. And, you know, yeah, the Boston Celtics have made it to the finals, and you get the feeling that they're knocking on the door. And if you look at their trajectory, you can make that argument. And I've had this argument in the past, and people that have tuned into the show know, I remember arguing with people about how Boston are not the best team in the league, and they're going to lose, like in past years, and then they do. And I'm starting to see the same thing again. Like, I don't get why the Boston Celtics are some sort of overwhelming favorites. Porzingis is always hurt. Jason Tatum is a nice guy. He puts up numbers, but he's not a killer in the clutch. He's not going to take a game over. He'll take a game over when they're up by 22, right? But they're front runners. The Boston Celtics are a classic modern NBA team. They rely solely on the three-point shot. I don't give a crap about all their analytics and all their top 10 this and top 5 that and all this. Good for them. Good for them. They play a lot of crap-ass teams in Eastern Conference all year, right? Man, you sneeze, let alone start like pushing and fighting back on these guys, and we see the result. And they're going to have their hands full with the New York Knicks after. I think the Knicks are going to survive the Pacers, even without OG Anunoby being out for a little while. I don't know how long he's going to be out for, but I think the Pacers win that game tomorrow. But ultimately, I think the Minnesota Timberwolves are the play. And better late than never to jump on the bandwagon to click the Minnesota Timberwolves to win the NBA championship. Updated numbers right now. The Boston Celtics, -120. Hell, the Boston Celtics might not survive the Cleveland Cavaliers. Let alone you're going to lay -120 to win the championship? The same team that's got a gift wrap series against the Miami Heat? So what? Oh, if they hit their threes, they'll win. Well, you know, if ends and buts were candies and nuts. So the Boston Celtics are -120. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it with a Boston fans sports account and their money. The Minnesota Timberwolves, +300. Look, we see the Oklahoma City Thunder are kind of flaky. They're good, but they're young. The Dallas Mavericks are up and down, and they're kind of a two-man operation. Ultimately, the Minnesota Timberwolves look like the best team in the NBA right now, and they're +300 to win the championship. They win this game tomorrow, and that number's not going to be there anymore. Something to consider. We'll get Griffin Murphy's take from Vegas, going to step up and in from the Strip, and we'll get his take on the NBA futures. And Friday night's card, OG Anunoby will be out for the New York Knicks on Friday night against the Pacers. And we love the over in the first two games of this series. And both of them cruised over the number. They posted a soft 217 in the first game, sailed over. We guarded the 230s. They posted a 218.5 in game two. It went up to 222.5, and then it went all the way back down to 218 again. And we saw what happened. It was another track meet. So now they posted, and remember last night, guys, we were doing the live numbers. It was 225.5, 226.5. It's 222 right now. This game's going to go over even more so with an OG Anunoby. OG Anunoby and his defensive presence on the court, and we saw how he affected Pascal Siakam. OG Anunoby is going to affect anybody on the court, right? He's that good defensively. But the thing is, he was a longtime teammate of Pascal Siakam with the Toronto Raptors. They both basically got traded around the same time. They both won a championship.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Together as well. So you saw OG was giving Pascal some problems last night. Without OG in the lineup, this game is really going to be a run-and-gun game. Plus, they're going to know, they know Jalen Brunson isn't 100%. The Pacers are playing their pace. They're getting the tempo that they want. They're just not, like, closing the door in the fourth quarter. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they're also playing against the officials in the NBA as well.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. 119-110, final score. Dallas Mavericks win. 119-110. We don't get our 236.5. We hit the original over in the game. But listen, sometimes you're the eagle and sometimes you're the statue. We were the statue after that. As the Oklahoma City Thunder, they just couldn't get over the hump late in the game. And they got a lot of numbers from players. Like SGA went off, Alexander, they had a lot of production from people. And when it's all said and done, we're locked up at one. Let's bring in Griff and Murphy right now. Griff, good to see you. How you doing?
Gabe, I'm always living the dream, brother. Another day in Vegas, another day in paradise, man. Happy to be on the Rager with you. As always, happy to see your face. How have you been, my friend? I know Vancouver's rolling, ready to go to another game tomorrow. I seen your first one, your first tweet. Had me all jacked up. Love it. Ready for some more energy, my man.
Yeah, they came back last night from a 4-1 deficit. Wild stuff. We were live on the air as it was happening. But I'm not overly impressed tonight. And I shake off losses. If I bet a game and I lose, you know, you move on, you win, you lose. But I'm upset more so with myself and the picks. And okay, just sort of, you know, the in-game mistakes that I made here tonight. And the Boston Celtics as well. I jumped in on the Celtics tonight when they were down, thinking, you know what? All right, they'll come back on Cleveland. They didn't come back on Cleveland. Donovan Mitchell just took the game over. And, you know, spectacular stuff from him. But this Boston team, I've said it last year. I said it the year before. I don't understand why they're always prohibitive favorites to win the championship. Like, they have a hard time winning games and winning series, let alone winning championships, yet they're, even right now, they just lost tonight as double-digit favorites again for, like, the sixth time this year by double digits. They're minus 20 to win the championship right now. The Minnesota Timberwolves are plus 300. The Mavericks, with this win right now, were plus 850. The Thunder are plus 850, and the Knicks are 14-1. Nuggets 16, Pacers 65, Cavs 80. But in the big picture, I think the Celtics will lose. I don't think they're going to win the championship.
You know, Gabe, I'm not going to disagree with you on this aspect, just due to the fact that we've seen the Celtics here so many times before, and what we can't disagree on is they have the depth. They have everybody that they need in order to actually excel. They do, though. They do. And I have to put it here like this. Listen, tonight, we know what we expected. We expected Tatum and Brown to go completely off. We know that, obviously, Porzingis is out, so Al Horford needs to step up. Well, he wasn't as effective as he needed to be in this situation, and that was crucial. But the X factor is White, and White did not go off. He got completely shut down, and that was the game plan for this Cleveland Cavaliers team. In this matchup, I am not surprised by any... Am I surprised by the final outcome of a 25-point differential? Absolutely. But on a free play, I did have the Cavs covering this game. The Celtics are, and we have to be real, on a player versus player statistical analytic outlook, the Celtics are the best team right now in playoffs. I don't think there is a single team right now that you can individually go player versus player, player versus player, and suspect.
But that doesn't win. But that's what people hang their hang on for the last couple of years with the Celtics. Oh, they're top 10 in this and top 10 in that. You just said it. I'm not hanging my hat on Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Derek White, and Al Horford. I am a Jrue Holiday guy, but they're not. They're frauds, bro. They're frauds, just point blank. They're front runners. They beat up on bad teams. They win in routes. They always get a cakewalk, so they played the Miami Heat without Jimmy Butler. Now they're getting a Cleveland Cavalier team that's going to, you know, probably win another game in this series, so they'll end up going six with these guys. And it's not like they're kids, bro. Like, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have been in the league a long time together. Like, so, like, at some point, like, when do they actually do it?
Well, Gabe, I'm not going to say it's now or never, but in a sense, it is now or never. Yes, it's detrimental that Porzingis did go out, but it's time for Tatum to step up. I mean, this is what he's been asking for all season long. Tatum has been telling everybody, I am the guy. I am the best player in the league. And he did put up 25 points today. I can't take anything from that. Do we expect more out of him? Absolutely. But in today's matchup, the reason that this team did not go off was due to the fact that White and Al Horford got completely shut down. Cleveland came out ready to play. Their defense was stout. They dominated across all fields of the spectrum. Going back to their previous series against Miami, where they got beat was from the perimeter. They got smashed from the arc. Miami hit 53% from the perimeter, and that was their lone loss in Series 1, winning that 4-1 in the end of actual set. In tonight's matchup, they hit 22% from the arc. They hit 8 out of 35 three-pointers. That was detrimental to this team. So how do we deconfront this? How do we recalibrate this? Well, you don't need a new game plan. You need to stick to your game plan and do what you've done all season long. The team dominated at home all season long, going 37-4, and they have no issues playing on the road. Cleveland already showed us what they're capable of doing at home. We know they're going to play good basketball at home. They showed us against Orlando, but as I mentioned, they trended in a downward spectrum against Orlando at home. They clearly went down. They dominated the first game. Then the second game, they started trickling.
They look bad. They look terrible against Orlando. And they just smoked the Boston Celtics as double-digit underdogs in Boston. You see what I'm saying? Like,
I completely hear.
Like, if this was the NCAA tournament, they just got bounced by like a 12 seed. Right. You know what I'm saying? In the second round. That's what it would be.
And that's as bad as it gets. I mean, as simply as it's put, I've watched this Celtics team play all season long. And Gabe, I got to be real with you, man. They haven't disappointed me. They have not. They have played like the number one.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have 80 to 120 milligrams of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Basketball team.
Yeah, but the regular season, NBA. Griffin, the regular season and the playoffs are two completely different things. It's like the Edmonton Oilers. And the Oilers are like the Celtics. They're favorites to win the cup every year. Man, they never win.
That's why I want to get into Minnesota, baby. That playoff magic here. We're firing off.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Ryan C. We're kicking it. All right, Griffin Murphy from Doc Sports in the house in Vegas. Time's always flying by. We're jam-packed tonight, so let's just hit Friday's card. Speaking of the Minnesota Timberwolves, they get the defending champion Denver Nuggets. They got them on the ropes right now. They're laying 4.5 in this game. I thought Jamal Murray should have been suspended. He wasn't. And there it is. Here's another goal. Colorado just scored again. It's 4-3. I told you guys this freaking over was happening. 4-3 right now as they pull the goalie. What do you think of tomorrow night's card, Griffin? We got about 5 minutes here. What do you think of the Denver-Minnesota game? And then we'll get to the Knicks-Pacers.
So with Minnesota, Gabe, just like we mentioned, you know, you just talked about the Celtics and how this is no longer regular season basketball. This is playoff atmosphere. And that is exactly what this Minnesota Timberwolves team is taking advantage of. They've got a 2-0 lead over the Denver Nuggets, who are supposed to be obviously the 1-2 contender in the entire NBA right now. But how do you defend when you have Towns and Edwards both dropping over 25 points on the offensive side, and you're backed up by the number one defense in all of basketball? The defense finally showed up against this Denver Nuggets team. They shut them down. Joker shut down to 16 points, 16 boards. 16 boards and 16 points is not bad by any means, but you're going to need a whole lot more help from that going deeper into this, especially in the postseason. Aaron Gordon, well, he played much better than expected, but What more can he do when you have Jamal Murray just dropping 8 points? That's unacceptable. Michael Porter cleans up on the boards. He is not playing up to his expectations. Minnesota just went into Denver. The climate had absolutely nothing to do with the way that this team played. They are playing with the energy that the Boston Celtics should be playing with, and they're not. And I totally understand why you're ripping apart this Celtics team, because they do this in and out, year in and out. They play where they're supposed to be this top number one contender team. They have all the talent in the world. They have all the players in the world capable of winning themselves a championship, and they can't do it because they can't win the big game. And that comes down to Tatum and Brown. Tatum is not Tatum without Brown, and Brown is not Brown without Tatum. They are a dynamic duo, but when you are in playoff basketball, you better play like it, and they are not doing so right now. Going back to the Nuggets right now, Joker has to continue to go off. They are down 2-0 right now. Now they have to roll into Minnesota, where they went 30-11 on the season at home. How are you expect to go in there right now and come in and take this game outright after the fact of you just dominated an entire series, an entire season with over 30 wins at home? And I want to say they had like 10 losses on the road, or 10 losses at home. It just doesn't add up to me right now. Minnesota is playing with absolute ambition, drive, and authority. They are playing with meaning to win right now. And I can't step in front of this team. There's nothing I can absolutely take from them. They're playing playoff basketball. They're playing like the number one defense in all of basketball. And then their two lead guys, Towns and Edwards, are playing the way that they need to be playing. They are doing everything right as a team, so there is nothing that I can take away from them. Denver, on the other hand, well, they just cleaned up the Lakers. Now, dealing with the Timberwolves, this is a completely different atmosphere. The Timberwolves are really showing out. There's not much more to take out of it. Timberwolves are playing dynamic basketball. Like I mentioned over and over again, playoff atmosphere. When you have that energy, when you have that mojo and you're playing that way, there's nobody to step in front of you. Timberwolves are proving it right now. Going into this postseason, did I think that the Timberwolves were going to be one of those teams that, let alone going to be able to compete with the Denver Nuggets? Absolutely not. Now they have a 2-0 lead on them going back home with all of the momentum in the world. Gabe, I don't know how this Denver Nuggets team is going to come back and compete with them. I mean, Joker gave you everything he was going to give. No, he didn't put a huge number on the point board, but he was there for the boards as far as rebounds. Aaron Gordon, he played very well. I mean, they played well as a team. Jamal Murray, that was your X factor. They shut him down to 8 points. This is what the Minnesota Timberwolves do as a team. They are the number one defense in all of basketball, and they are playing like it right now. And their offensive output, their offensive efficiency all season long was not necessarily there. Well, now they cleaned up the slate and they have taken that to another level. I am not jumping in front of this Timberwolves team. If I was to look at anything right now, it would be a totals play. And the fact that you are leaving Denver, where the climate is completely different and you're supposed to be unenergetic, now you're going back to Minnesota, where the atmosphere is going to be a whole lot heavier, where you're going to be able to play with a lot more energy, a lot more athleticism and speed, giving that a 204 total. Give me the over all day long, Gabe. I love the over with the Timberwolves and Nuggets in this upcoming next game for tomorrow, Gabe.
Griffin Murphy, Talk Sports in the house. Great stuff, Griff.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency. Let's do this thing. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the Rick Sarantellas, and everybody else in between. The dust is settled on the 2024 National Football League draft, but many are already starting to look ahead to 2025. And part of that many crew is Rick Sarantella, founder of the NFL Draft Bible, allaccessfootball.com, and more. Rick, it's always a pleasure, my man. Good to see you.
Gabe, what's happening, man? Buckle up. I see we got to get you some Edmonton Elks gear over there.
Yeah, you know what? I'm old school. I have a soft spot in my heart for the Edmonton Eskimos and in past years. And in fact, Jim Germany, one of my favorite football players of all time. He was their running back on their dynasty team with Warren Moon and company. Great tradition of football in Edmonton, and we'll see if the rebuild continues and brings success this year. I can't wait for the CFL season to start, man. And we're halfway through the UFL season. We'll get into that in a couple of minutes. But as far as the 2025 draft is concerned, Rick, you've been doing a draft for a long time. You've been around football. You're a scout. I hear this every year all the time about drafts, a year in advance. So we've heard this year, well, teams are going to move up and teams are going to do this because next year's quarterback class isn't very good. And then next year, teams are going to move up and they're going to get all crazy about the guys in the draft, and it's rinse and repeat all the time. And we've heard so much about the 2025 quarterback class not being very good, yet I've heard people try to make an argument that if Shedeur Sanders was in this year's draft, that he would have been the number one pick in the draft. Do you agree with that take? Not my take, but that's what some are saying.
No, I do not. And I think, you know, Deion actually went on record and said, hey, you know what? The NFL has already decided that Caleb Williams is number one. He said Shedeur Sanders doesn't play second fiddle to anyone. So we're going to go back to the draft and we'll come out next year and be the number one pick. But there's stipulations, right? There's only certain teams that Deion is going to approve. So it's going to be interesting. I think this is going to be even bigger than an Eli Manning or a John Elway situation.
And I've heard the always the unnamed, everybody's unnamed in this world that we live in, right? But unnamed GM saying that Shedeur Sanders is amazing, but any team that drafts him better be prepared for a lot of drama. And they said his father's going to be part of this 1,000,000%. So as you said, and Deion's all over. Deion, let's be real, man. Deion is all over. He's like a politician, bro. Right, he's blaming like the media for his own words. He said anybody that said that that he's going to handpick what team he goes to, that's just a lie. You said it, Deion. It was you. You even listed like six teams. He said unless it's his six teams, don't even talk to us. You know, what's your take? Would you stay away from this kid? Is he worth it? Not to mention, let's throw this in here. He was the favorite to be the number one pick in the 2025 draft. He gets into the Twitter drama because he doesn't like that a player that transferred took a shot at his dad on the way out and said, whatever, Deion ain't all that as a coach. And then he jumped in, and then his stock fell as far as the odds are concerned. What are you hearing? Are NFL people scared of Shedeur Sanders' character?
Well, I don't think they're scared of Shedeur Sanders' character. If you listen to him speak, he's actually a very bright young mind. He's actually maybe too smart for his own good. He has too much confidence. He's crossed the border of humble. And that's the thing with Deion, right?
Yeah, he's way past that border, bro. Showing his watch to people and stuff. Yeah, I love
that. So, you know, you get the humble brag and then you get the boisterous brag. And, you know, he's the son of primetime. You know, there's always going to be controversy. Like, his daughter already transferred from the Colorado basketball team. Now Shedeur and Shiloh are going to be moving on to the NFL. There's already talk like Deion's two and done in Colorado. But I think the problem here is if you're an NFL organization, like if you're Atlanta – we're cool with Deion, right? But, like, it's interesting how the game of football works because, like, say you're the New York Giants and you have Shedeur Sanders number one on your board. This kid can make all play. He's a gamer. But say Shedeur Sanders is number one.
Him and the Maras, bro, that doesn't mesh.
No, once upon a time, back in, circa 1991, you know, Deion Sanders shunned the New York Giants. He put his nose up in the air. He said, I only interview with teams that are picking in the top five. The Giants were picking number nine that year, I believe. He did not interview with the Giants. So I don't see an owner like John Mara getting on board with it's all in the family, right? It's a combo package deal. And we talked about it leading up to the draft with Marvin Harrison and his father. Like, there was a lot of headaches there. They done it like – he's the only rookie that didn't sign the NFL.
He still hasn't signed the licensing deal.
You know, and so, like, you know, that's what you're starting to get these CEO players, like Caleb Williams is a CEO player. That's what you're getting with Shador Sanders. You're getting a whole entity.
And you've seen it, Rick, being around the Senior Bowls of the world and stuff, in which guys are like, no, I'm not going to do that, right? Even at the combine, no, I'm not going to do that. In the old days, it would be like, no, you better do it or else.
Yeah, you know, it's a different mentality now. I think the NFL is somewhat in the crossroads with the way everything is made for prime time, the draft, the combine, everything's about that dollar, NIL, and I think you're kind of going to start seeing that in the draft next. But I'll tell you what, you know, if you're the Tennessee Titans and you're picking number one overall and the Will Levis experiment is a debacle, well, then you might be willing to overlook some of these factors.
Hey, hold on. I'm just going to throw something in. I like the Titans offseason, and I like their win total. They will not. I was thinking about that. Who is going to be? The Carolina Panthers, actually. They're going to have a Bryce Young issue. They're going to be like, damn, we got Bryce Young, but you know what I mean? So these are the updated odds right now. Carson Beck, quarterback of the Georgia Bulldogs, is now the favorite. Rick at plus 300. Shador Sanders is plus 450. Then it's Quinn Ewers at 14-1. Cam Ward on this list at 17-1 at the sports books. But what's your take on Carson Beck? You know, Matthew Stafford's a Georgia Bulldog quarterback, but for the most part, as good as their program is, their quarterbacks aren't stars. Is Carson Beck a star and worthy of being a top pick in the NFL draft, in your opinion?
Well, you know, I think he might be worthy of the top pick. I think that, you know, if you're comparing him to Shador Sanders, give me the upside of a Shador Sanders. If you want the safer pick, Carson Beck is going to be an adequate starter. I think his ceiling is limited, but his floor is high. Now, you want a dark horse for that Heisman or that number one overall pick you're talking about, Jackson Dart from Ole Miss. Now, I'm going to tell you something here, Gabe. Ole Miss has a very, very, very strong path to a national championship this season. His mentor, Nick Saban, out of the way. Okay?
Playoffs or bust for Ole Miss this year.
Oh, the tree has never been more ripe for the Lane train. And I got news for you. Jackson Dart, keep an eye on this young man because, you know, every year there's a quarterback, whether it be Joe Burrow, Kyler Murray.
Yeah, he's been around a while, Rick, right? So he's starting to develop. You like the growth of his, the way he's growing? Started at USC, of course, right? And then went to Ole Miss.
Well, yeah, and so he took over for Matty Corral, and what Dart does, he throws a dart, but he also can extend plays in the pocket. He has that mobility you're looking for, prototypical size, strong arm, plays for an offensive guru. I think Jackson Dart is that guy. Like, if you're looking for the quarterback to ascend, I think he's that dude.
Rick Saratella kicking it with us. Rick, we got about 30 seconds on this. Quinn Ewers. Listen, he was a big-time recruit out of high school. I saw, like, one of those YouTube trick shot videos that he did as a kid, and I really was amazed. Like, he was throwing it in a garbage can 75 yards down the field, bro. Like, it was like, whoa, who's this kid? Who's this blonde kid from Texas? Just looks like that prototypical. You know, he's had his ups and downs, but what about him? You know, we'll hit him on the other side, but you talked about Ole Miss. Now, Texas going into the SEC, man. Sarkisian's got something going on there. They got some, you know you've got a good football team when Archie Manning can't be your starting quarterback.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water. Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water. Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. We're breaking it down with Rick Saratella. Shout out to everybody joining us on all of our affiliates, SiriusXM, Channel 159 of the Sports Grid Radio and Television Network. I'm getting fired up, man. Yeah, it's the NHL and the NBA playoffs, but football never sleeps. Neither does the Rage, and neither do the sports books and the markets. Always evolving. And sounds like you're fired up about Jackson Dart. You're fired up about Ole Miss football coming into the year. Texas. Sarkisian's got something going on, so much so that he could have went to Alabama. He said, no, I got a good thing going here. What's your take on Quinn Ewers as far as his NFL draft prospects are concerned?
Yeah, streaky player. You know, two questions about Quinn Ewers is durability. Can he stay healthy, right? Consistency.
Yeah, not because the biggest dude.
Not the biggest dude. You know, can make – got the strong arm. He can make the throws now. Can he hold off Arch Manning? That's the other question. You alluded to that in the previous segment. Arch Manning is breathing down his neck, and if Ewers goes down again to injury like he's done in each of the last two seasons, if he leaves the door open a crack, Arch Manning might just knock it down, right? And it just might demolish Quinn Ewers' draft stock. He's a round two grade for me. I think he can move up into the first round category. Now, you mentioned, like, Sark. The Sark is circling the tank. I'll tell you another coach in Oregon, what Dan Lanning is doing.
Yeah, Dan Lanning, he's a great coach.
He turned down the Alabama job too. And he brought in that Dylan Gabriel over from Oklahoma via UCF. And I'll tell you what.
Oh, he's a Heisman. You want to get to talk about making money on a Heisman. He's going to put up some big numbers, Dylan Gabriel, bro. Yes.
Maybe bigger than Bo Nix. And he's going to break the Bo Nix record for most games started. This guy's been playing a long time. I call him the micro fridge. He just drops back and wings it. But Oregon, I think, will have something to do. And remember, it's a 12-team format now, I believe, with the college football playoff.
Yeah, for another 2 years, because of course. They're like, well, we're going to go to 16. You know, I would just walk in and say, listen, guys, let's just save ourselves a lot of time. Just make it 24. You know we're going to do it in a couple of years. So just go ahead and do it. But, yeah, they started with the 4, and now we're into the 12. But there's also pressure. You talked about it. There's going to be expectations for Ole Miss to make the playoffs now, because you're going to have that. You lose two games, you can get in, right? And, you know, a very similar program to me. And talk to me about their quarterback and Penn State. Because James Franklin, it's sort of the same thing. he keeps on recruiting these big time NFL players, right? I mean, you know, Micah Parsons, Saquon Barkley. I mean, we can go on. Chop Robinson. Like every draft, he's got a first round pick, and he's got like an impactful NFL player, but he's not winning. And I know NFL people are keeping their eye on their quarterback.
Yeah, you know, I've had my eye on him, and I'm not too impressed. You know, James.
I was underwhelmed. Sorry, too. I think he needs. When I saw this on the list, when I saw Drew Lair on the list, I was like, not this year. He needs to be a star in college this year and then do it again. You know what I'm saying? Because he was mediocre last year and he struggled. Let's call it. He's nowhere near ready for the NFL.
The bottom line is this. If you watched Penn State football, they couldn't win a big game because Drew Aller is scared to throw the ball downfield. This guy's a dinker and a dunker. He won't throw the ball past 5-10 yards. And when you can't make big plays, you can't score points.
Yeah, but it's part
points.
Of that the offense, too. They're going to have to unleash him a bit now.
Listen, No. He's got to take shots downfield. He's had plays to make. He's a conservative, you know, smart, don't make a mistake, don't turn the ball over to a default, right? Like, I'm not asking him to be a gambling man. I'm not asking him to be Brett Favre over here, but you got to
check down Charlie.
Yeah, so that's the problem there in Penn State. But you talk about talent. You talk about turning out edge rushers on a year-by-year basis. Penn State will be in the top 10 again. They'll be in the expanded playoffs, and they'll fall short, just like Drew Aller's arm.
All right, so NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. We only got a couple of minutes here. Dallas Turner, you were never convinced he was going to be the number one defensive player taken. He wasn't, but the fight doesn't mean he's not going to light it up. He's with the Vikings, plus 430. Latu, plus 500 with the Colts. Jared Verse, both you and I were fans of Jared Verse. Jared Verse is 12-1 to be the defensive rookie of the year. He should get a lot of playing time on that Ram defensive line. Quinyon Mitchell is 12-1. Terrion Arnold is 12-1. Byron Murphy is 14-1. If you had to pick a defensive rookie of the year right now, who would it be?
Peyton Wilson out of North Carolina State, Pittsburgh Steelers. And I also like Tyler Newbin of the New York Giants out of Minnesota. Those would be my two guys. I think Peyton Wilson is probably the best defensive player in this entire draft if it wasn't for the injury. The
Pittsburgh 40-1.
Yeah, great odds.
Very good odds. Have to like what Pittsburgh have done, huh? Between the draft, bringing in Queen from Baltimore, bringing in this kid. Like, they've really shorted up. You know, linebackers still matter, don't they, Rick? It's almost like running backs. They dismiss running backs. But it seems to me the teams haven't really put much of a premium on linebackers over the last couple of years. And now they paid a price for it. I think teams are starting to realize we need some good linebackers. Like, they can dual-threat linebackers that can stop the run and play the pass, right?
You got to be strong up the middle, and if you notice, the good teams are getting back to running the ball right up the gut because you got these modern-day, skinny, 210, 220-pound linebackers. If you run right at them, you can move the chains, and teams are starting to figure that out. But Peyton Wilson, he's a tough SOB. I love what he brings to the table.
I'm liking, like I said, I like what the Pittsburgh Steelers have done. So always thinking outside the box. I like where you're going with that. And what about offensive rookie of the year? Caleb Williams, the big favorite at plus 170. He's got a ton of weapons to work with. Jaden Daniels, 6-1. Marvin Harrison, 7-1. J.J. McCarthy, 14-1. Malik Nabers, 14. Worthy, 20-1. What do you think about the offensive side of the football?
Yeah, I'm not going to overthink.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Think this one, when you're throwing to Keenan Allen and Rome Odunze and DJ Moore.
DJ Moore.
I mean, Cole Kmet. I mean, can it be Khalil Herbert? Can it be any easier for the kid?
So you're going, you're big. Hey, all right, I like it. One long shot and one chalk pick.
Yeah. Yeah,
one long shot and one chalk. Hey, listen, the Bears, their win total is 8.5. Which it sounds like, oh, wow, they got to win 9 games. Yeah, but you know what? They won 7 games last year. and they had terrible quarterback play. And they're much more loaded right now. So it's not...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thanks to Rick Saratella for kicking it with us. Great stuff with Rick, as always. Yeah, we're not crazy. We were taking a look at the 2025 NFL draft already. And speaking of football, since we're not going to be on tomorrow night, a program alert, we will be, we're going to be on with Scott Farrell in the afternoon for our hit at 12:25 Pacific, 3:25 Eastern time. But no rage tomorrow night. We'll be in an NHL playoff game, baby. But we'll be back on Monday. So I did want to get to the UFL. The UFL season has been a big-time success so far. The numbers are very impressive. They're averaging nearly a million viewers a game, and certain markets are doing very well with attendance, although, let's be real, it's a made-for-TV league. But the quality of play has been very good. The kickers have been awesome in this league. But we've got a big-time showdown coming up this week with St. Louis and the Birmingham Stallions. And Birmingham are like the class. They were the class of the USFL before. And now the leagues have merged, and they're still the class of the league. They're looking to win their third consecutive championship, which is rare in any football league. I don't care what league it is. So Birmingham are 6-0. St. Louis are 5-1. This is the UFL game of the year so far. Although... for ramifications, they're in different divisions. So they would end up playing each other in the championship anyway. So I guess you could say it's a championship preview. AJ McCarron, we talked about the Battlehawks coming into the year. The Battlehawks are loaded with talent on offense. They had like five of the top eight wide receivers in the XFL and USFL. They were super aggressive. They really stockpiled wide receivers. And A.J. McCarron, the offensive line wasn't clicking earlier in the year, but it's starting to click now, and now you see this offense really coming together. And the Birmingham Stallions are just a machine. Birmingham are 6-0. I guess they would be 5-1 against the spread. There was one game they won, like they had a hard time. They won by a late field goal once. Every other game, they've been smoking teams. They're laying 4 points in this game. This is on Saturday. 4 o'clock Eastern time, St. Louis Battlehawks getting 4 points against the Birmingham Stallions. Give me the Stallions to win this game. It's -4. I think they probably cover. It'll be, it'll be like 30-24 or something like that. Like, it'll be like they'll win by 6 or 7, I think. But I really like the over this game. The total's 47 right now. So for those of you that like to bet on the UFL, give me the over. 47 is the best bet. On Saturday afternoon, our season record, we've been keeping track as we do a weekly video and or all the picks are recorded. We're 18. Last week was our worst week. And it softened our record a little bit. We had a nice record going. We're 18-14-3 now on the season. 18 wins, 14 losses, 3 pushes. But we're going to dial it up this week. As far as Friday night's action is concerned, let's start off on the ice right now. Man, the Boston Bruins and the Florida Panthers, that was like UFC on skates. Great stuff. And in fact, there's an idea for Dana White. I should copyright it quickly. UFC on skates. They have that. It's called the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. So the Florida Panthers and the Boston Bruins, this is going to be a must-see game. Like, just the animosity between these two teams is real. And the Bruins got pushed around in the last game, and their coach is a psychopath, and he's going to want them to respond. So, and the Bruins are going to get the message, so expect fisticuffs once again. Blood will be spilt tomorrow night. It'll be a really fun game. I think the Bruins are live dogs in this game, to be honest. I know a lot of people are jumping on the Panthers here, but I think the Bruins are live dogs, +105. And speaking of live dogs on home ice, the Vancouver Canucks just seem to sort of have a special thing going on right now. You know, they came back. They were down 3-1 against the Nashville Predators. They scored 2 goals in the final 2.5, 3 minutes of the game to win the game, and they won the game in overtime. They're down 4-1 of the Oilers. They come back. They win 5-4. Didn't even need to go to overtime. They beat the Oilers in all four regular season matchups. People said it didn't matter. Now they beat them in game one again, so that's 5 in a row. And they're home dogs. So give me the Vancouver Canucks to beat the Edmonton Oilers once again. I also think it's going to go over 1.5 in the first period of play. I'm not getting in front of the Minnesota Timberwolves right now. And I love the Knicks and the Pacer game to go over the number. We've hammered the over in the first two games. Now OG Anunoby's going to be out, which is really going to open things up for the Pacers. He's the best defensive player on the court, you know, for either team. So point blank, give me the over in that game. Shout out to our crew. Follow me on Twitter, at SportsRage. I'll be posting pics and videos all weekend long. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.